faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Clark Kent, fearful that girl reporter Lois Lane has discovered that he is Superman, is even more certain when he hears her say,
"Just wait until you see my page one story in today's Planet, Clark. It'll knock your eyes out."
"What story, Lois?"
"You'll find out, and I promise you, Clark, after you see it, you'll never be the same again."
You know, gang, there's always one fellow or girl in the neighborhood who's looked up to by all the others. He knows the score. And it's a safe bet that most people look up to such a fella, not so much for what he knows, but for the things he does. His ability to get along with all boys and girls in town, no matter what their race, religion, or nationality. His friendliness and warmth. These are the qualities that set him head and shoulders above everyone else. Well, gang, here are some pointers that might help you become the leader of your neighborhood. They've been tried many times and proven true. Check your own actions against these questions, scoring 1 point for each yes and nothing for each no. Answer honestly. If your total score is 3 or less, then you'd better get on the ball and change your ways. If your total is 4 or 5 points, then you're about average. But if your score is 6 or 7, then, brother, you know the score. Now, here's question number one. Are you interested in lots of things? For instance, if one of the boys on the block is keen on machinery, can you talk to him about it or listen to him while he explains a special type of machine to you? Or if another fellow is all wrapped up in stamp collecting or chemistry, ever take time out to ask him about it? We know some guys who are interested in sports and absolutely nothing else. Anybody who isn't interested in sports, they call a bookworm. But the guy who knows the score also knows that people are interested in lots of different things. And he should be, too. So question number one is, are you interested in many things? Well, think that over. And a little later in the program, we'll give you the other 6 questions. So keep listening.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When Superman returned yesterday to the apartment he occupies as reporter Clark Kent, he received the shock of his life. For there he found that a secret panel which concealed a hidden closet in his bedroom was open, and that a spare Superman costume which he kept there was gone. Realizing that someone beside himself and his friend Batman was now aware of his double identity, Kent summoned Batman to his aid, and then hurried to the Daily Planet to question cub reporter Jimmy Olsen, who had been in possession of a key to his apartment. Jimmy said he had given the key to Lois Lane, and when Kent entered the girl reporter's office, he became convinced that she now possessed his great secret. For Lois, who had almost stumbled on it on several occasions in the past, was now glowing with gleeful triumph.
Oh, brother, have I got you over a barrel, Clark.
I wish you'd tell me what you're talking about, Lois.
Oh, not a chance.
Well, maybe I can guess.
You can?
Yes. Before Jim joined me in London, he gave you the key to my apartment, didn't he?
Well, that's right, but what's that got
now
to do?
Now you say that when your story comes out, I'll never be the same again.
Well, yes, but I still don't
Look,
see...
Look, Lois, do me a favor. Please don't publish that story.
What?
Don't turn it in. Tear it up. Forget all about it.
Clark, are you mad?
I was never more sane in my life. Now, I beg you, Lois, don't turn that story in. If you do, it'll do me tremendous harm.
Do you harm?
Yes, I won't be half as valuable. You ought to be able to see that.
Well, of all the gall...
Now, please, Lois, do as I ask.
The unmitigated nerve. This takes the cake.
Lois, listen. You see the
whole... Yes, I see, all right. You can get scoop after scoop after scoop, and that's okay.
No,
oh, yes, that's fine. Everybody bows down
Look,
to you,
Lois.
The great reporter. But when I get one scoop, I'm supposed to tear it up. It might lower your prestige.
What?
You're the only one around here who's supposed to get scoops.
Say, wait a minute.
Why, the next thing I know, you'll be objecting to my taking a byline on a story.
No, Lois, look, what I
knew you had a swelled head, Clark, but this...
Wait a minute, will you wait? Just what is this story you're talking about?
It's about our boss, Perry White, being drafted for the presidential nomination, of course.
Oh, well, of course you... What? Are you kidding?
Of course I'm not kidding.
Perry,
I got
what?
The information this morning, and only I got
the
it.
The chief?
That the leaders of one of the major political parties have practically decided to draft the chief for the presidential nomination.
Well, I'll be...
He's attracted national attention with his government as a reform mayor of Metropolis, and they think he'll have a chance to be president. And you asked me not to print that story.
Oh, boy, was I way off base.
Well, what's so funny? What are you laughing at?
Oh, and I practically told you, too.
Told me what? Oh, Clark, you make me so furious. Will you please tell me what you're laughing about?
That's right. What am I laughing about?
What?
Just because it isn't you. Matter of fact, it might be better if it had been you.
Clark, are you all right?
At least I'd know who it was then, and I know it wasn't a dangerous criminal.
Clark, do you feel quite well?
Frankly, Lois, I never felt worse in my life.
Ah, I knew there was something wrong with you. Now, you just sit right where you are, Clark. I'm going to call a doctor.
Now, don't be silly. A doctor can't help me. I've got to find out. Say, wait a minute. The key. What about the key?
What key?
The key to my apartment, the one Jim left with you. To whom did you give it, or did you lose it?
I didn't give it to anyone, and I didn't lose it.
Oh, well, then where is it?
It's right here in my desk.
Are you sure?
Certainly. Here it is.
Yes, that's my key, all right. Thanks, Lois.
Clark, what is the matter with you? All this fuss about a key and the strange things that you're saying, they don't make any sense.
Well,
and when I told you the chief might be drafted for the presidency, you just laughed. There must be something wrong with you.
There's plenty wrong, Lois, but I can't tell you about it. I'm going back to my apartment now. Batman and Robin might have turned up something.
Batman and Robin? What have they
done? I've got to rush. So long, Lois. At least, Batman, I know now that neither Jim nor Lois discovered the secret closet, so they haven't found out who I really am.
You sure of that, Clark?
Positive. But who did? I've got to know. Somebody may be setting a trap for me at this very instant.
Now, take it easy, chum. Robin and I may have turned up something.
No kidding, have you?
Well, we've been dusting your apartment here for fingerprints, you know.
Uh-huh.
Hoping whoever made off with your costume might have left his calling card.
Well, did you find anything?
Well, this could be. We got three sets of prints on the panel of your secret closet.
Three sets?
Uh-huh. One is undoubtedly yours, and one could be mine. I remember taking hold of the panel. But there's a third set besides.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get down to police headquarters and see if we can find out who belongs to that third set.
Oh, wait a minute. Robin is in there lifting the prints off the panel now. He's an expert at that stuff.
Oh. How are you coming, Robin?
Okay, be with you in a sec, Mr. Kent.
Right, hurry up, will you?
Now, these prints may pay off, Clark, but don't count on it. Because some perfectly innocent person may have touched the panel. The cleaning woman, for instance.
Yeah, I know. But I've got my fingers crossed, Batman.
You and I both.
Here they are, gents. All the pretty little fingerprints.
Oh, swell, Robin. Now, if we're all set...
Come on, let's hop down to police headquarters.
You're right on two sets of prints, Batman. One of them's yours and the other's Kent's.
I was sure of that, Sergeant Healy, but I don't...
What about the third set, Sergeant? Do they match any in your files?
Yeah, give us the answer to the $64 question.
Anderson, our fingerprint expert, is checking on that third set now. He'll call me as soon as he knows.
Oh.
Look, what's this all about?
Well,
It's confidential, Sergeant. Do you mind?
What good would it do me if I did mind, Batman? I know you wouldn't open up.
How right you are.
Maybe that's Anderson now, Sergeant.
We'll see. Inspector's office, Sergeant Healy speaking. Oh, yeah, Andy. What do you got?
It's Anderson.
Yeah? Uh-huh. What? Are you sure?
What is it?
Well, the same guy.
What same guy?
Wait, Robin.
That's what I want to know. And I'll find out. Right, Andy. So long.
What did Anderson say, Sergeant?
Did he identify those prints?
I'll say he identified them. And there's something screwy here. Something very screwy.
His face angry and perplexed, Sergeant Healy glares at Clark Kent, Batman, and Robin. What does he mean? And who has been identified as the owner of the mysterious fingerprints found on Kent's secret closet? We'll be back in a moment for the dramatic climax of today's episode. So keep listening. Well, gang, here are the rest of the questions that will tell you if you know the score. Remember, score 1 point for each honest answer of yes and no point for no. You'll recall that question number one was, are you interested in many things? Got your score on that one? Okay, then, here's question number two.
Would you stick up for kids smaller than you who are picked on by tough guys? A boy or girl who wants to lead must help to see that no bullies get to first base. Question number 3. Do you respect the right of any boy or girl to worship in whatever church or synagogue he chooses? You should, because whoever looks down on other religions is never looked up to by other Americans. Question number 4. Do you speak up for the things you believe in? Yes, let everyone know just where you stand at all times. A true leader speaks up for what he believes. Question number 5. Are you up on what's happening in the world? You know, gang, the newspapers aren't printed just so that you can deliver them. They're also printed so that you can read them and know what's going on. Question number 6. Do you insist on fair play at all times? And by all times, I mean even the times when you lose. That's true sportsmanship. And here's the jackpot question number 7. Do you choose your friends only because they're regular Joes without caring what side of the track they live on? That's very important, because the fellow who can size up another guy for what he's really worth, who is never blinded by prejudice, is the one others will look up to. Well, boys and girls, there you have them. The 7 questions that are the key to the leadership and popularity. Use them to open the doors of friendship for you, and you'll always be on top.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
At Metropolis Police Headquarters, Sergeant Healy of Inspector Henderson's staff has just received a report on a mysterious set of fingerprints found on the panel of a secret closet in Clark Kent's apartment. Now, glaring at Kent, Batman, and Robin, Healy demands an explanation.
Now, look, you guys, before I do any talking, you've got to come clean with me, because there's something very screwy here.
What do you mean, Sergeant?
Where did you and Batman get that set of fingerprints, Kent?
Why, I guess we can tell you that. In my apartment.
Your apartment?
That's right. Somebody stole something from the apartment, and we're trying to trace him.
Kent, you didn't report a robbery.
Well, I know I didn't. I just returned to Metropolis today, and when I got to my apartment, I discovered that I'd been robbed.
That checks, then.
What do you mean?
The guy who left those prints is Willie Snyder. Your next con was seen in the alley behind your apartment building just before noon today.
Willie Snyder?
You mean...
Yeah. This Willie Snyder, an ex-con who violated his parole, was stopped by Officer Robinson in the alley behind your apartment building, Kent. Just before noon today. He had a bundle rolled up under his arm, which Robinson said looked like a fancy dress getup of some sort.
That's it, Clark.
What is it?
Never mind, Robin. Well, go on, Sergeant. What happened? Was this man Snyder arrested?
Well, Officer Robinson started to arrest him, but Snyder pulled a gun on him.
Uh-oh.
Robinson went for his own gun, but Snyder shot first. He got Robinson in the leg. Robinson went down, but he emptied his gun into Snyder as the rat was running away.
You mean he killed Snyder?
We don't know. We haven't been able to find him.
What? But you said Robinson emptied his gun into him. How
he
could he
sure
get away?
Sure, he hit him at least twice. But this Snyder must be an iron man. He kept on going down the alley, staggering and falling, Robinson says, and he got away.
Christopher Columbus, what? A man as badly wounded as that couldn't go far.
That's what we figured, Kent. But the shooting happened just before noon. It's past 6 o'clock in the evening now. We've been combing the city, but we haven't been able to find hide nor hair of Willie Snyder.
That, Kent, puts you in one sweet spot.
Willie Snyder, a murderous ex-convict who apparently possesses the secret of Superman's double identity, has escaped the police, even though badly wounded. Where is this man? Is he still alive? And if he is, to what purpose will he put his knowledge? We'll find out more about Willie Snyder in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, so don't fail to listen. Tune in same time, same station, for Chapter 3 of The Mystery of the Stolen Costume on The Adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.